The Richland Center High School softball team opened the season with a 10-0, five-inning victory over visiting Waseca Steuben last night. It was a rainy, cool day for the first game of the season. The story of the contest was Richland Center sophomore Kyrie Fisher, who started the season with a perfect five innings pitched. She struck out 13 of the 15 batters she faced and did not allow a hit or a base runner. The Hornets made a run to the sectional final game last year and are hoping that confidence and experience that was gained will roll over to this year. J.C. Gander was 3-for-3 at the plate with a double and 5 RBI. Reagan Shep was 2-for-4 with 2 scored. Ella Clements, Ella Cairns, Fisher, Tatum Razick, and Ava Martin all had hits in the 10-hit attack. Morgan Kleppe had an RBI and Ava Martin had 2 RBI for the Hornets. Waseca Steuben returns All-State players Isabella Bunders and Brianna Ray from a season ago. Ray pitched 3 innings and struck out 6 while walking 1 and giving up 6 hits. Elena Krejci pitched the 4th inning for the visiting Hornets. Following the 10-0 win, Richland Center will prepare for a non-conference game at home Tuesday against Royal during spring break for the district next week. Waseca Steuben will play its home opener next Thursday against Belmont. Riverdale opened up with a win at Wisconsin Heights, 15-9. The Chieftains, in fact, will play another game later today at home against Cashton. Mount Horeb 16, Highland 2 in 5 innings. Nacita over Lafarge 12-2 in 6 innings. And East Dubuque beat Southwestern 12-2 as well in high school softball. It was a good start to the season for the Richland Center High School track teams. I talked yesterday with first-year head track coach Michelle Lewis.
We had a really successful first meet. We had 4 of our school records broken. So Robert Budden broke our 400 meter, and Pearl Fretz, she broke our mile record, and then Duncan Harper actually broke his own indoor record for the 55 meter. Kiernan Culver, he crushed the 2 mile record for us.
Awesome. So some good times early on. What's impressed you the most about the team so far during your first couple of weeks?
I think I really like. My goal for this season was track is really an individual sport, but I wanted to make it more about being a team too. And we warm up together. And then one of the big things is this year, I want to make them cool down together. So always 10 minutes before the end of practice, we cool down together. Somebody leads, and just that like camaraderie and that team aspect. And they've really like soaked that up. And it's just fun seeing them be kids, but also encourage each other and be athletes.
Another win for the school and the team is the fact that you've got a lot out this spring. That's got to be exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, we have about 52 athletes right now, which is just wild. That makes it a little difficult for registering because, unfortunately, not everybody will always get to have an event, but we were able to make it work for our first meet. Every single person got to be in at least one event, so that was awesome.
And when is your next meet?
We have a meet next Thursday. It is Thursday the 2nd at Dodgeville. It'll be our first outdoor meet.
And it sounds like that's spring break as well that week for Richland Center, isn't it?
Yeah, that's spring break. So unfortunately, a lot of kids who are in choir are heading to New York City, so they won't be able to be in that meet. So we'll have a small number, but that's okay. We're going to take who we can take and go from there.
Well, with that kind of number, it gives you strength to maybe win some of these big meets this year. Do you think about that and set goals?
Yeah, that's one of the first things that we did, actually, when we had some indoor practices, is I had the kids set some goals of their own. I think that's really important. I've gotten a lot of knowledge from the cross-country coach, Eric Mindham. Him and I are good friends. So we've been going back and forth, and I'm just, like, picking his brain after their successful season and setting some goals and trying to have some good things in mind for this year.
Yeah, interesting you bring that up. That was going to be my next question about the success of the cross-country season in the fall. Can that carry over to the spring season?
Yeah, we have a lot of those same athletes, those boys and girls out. So our distance team is pretty big. I mean, you know, we've got Robbie Budden, Ryan Stadler, Kiernan Culver. Devin Woodhouse was on that cross-country team. He kind of just wants to pole vault this year, and he's doing amazing at that. And then obviously freshman Owen Dreyer, he won sectionals in cross country, and I just expect great things from those boys. And even the girls, they're putting in the work and they're excited.
Best of luck to the Richland Center track teams this year. That was head coach Michelle Lewis. Coffee Clutch Bowling from yesterday. Holy Rollers had an 1879. Spare Parts, 1863. The Gutter Gals, 1850. Three Aces, 696. Gutter Gals, 674. Spare Parts, a 660. Top Series, Lila Kraska and Patty Lebanski, 504s. Tammy Schwingle, a 491. Marsha Mahatka, a 487. Top Game, Marlene Gary, 201. Patty Lebanski, 200. Judy Skelly, a 181. And as far as splits picked up, Judy Adrian with a 2.7. Barb Burns, a 2.78. Deanne Kepler, a 5.7. Vicky Neff, a 3.10. Jean Nix with a 5.10 twice. Tammy Schwingle, a 5.10. And Judy Shireman, a 3.10 in Coffee Clutch Bowling. And week number 29 of All-Star Bowling out of the 32-week season. Interesting between the team scores and the series high last night. 1 point separated them all. I'm not sure if that's happened for a long time or ever. Jones Collision Center, 28-68. Julie Karen State Farm, 28-67. And Alana Springs Campground, 28-66. Team game, Julie Karen State Farm, 10-77. Jones Collision Center, 10-28. And the Good Enough Team, a 10-14. Top series, Brian Keister with a 6.94. Chris Pardoon, 6.64. Jordan Slaney, 6.50. It was Brian Kester with a 2.68 game. Elijah Cannon, 2.65. And Jordan Slaney, 2.51.